the next of these perfections of our true nature, to see what is so, and in the midst of it, to find in our being the quality of dedication or determination. The awakening of the steadiness of the heart and knowing the power of intention, that we can set our heart in a direction for a week or a year or a lifetime, maybe even for an eternity. One of the first dedications or determinations of spiritual life is wakefulness, to see things directly as they are. To be mindful means to know what is present without resisting or judging or grasping, without trying to make it be different. It's like the first noble truth of the Buddha, to see suffering, to see its cause, and to see happiness or the ending of sorrow. A second dedication is to compassion, the quality of the heart of the bodhisattva, or being who is dedicated to the awakening of all life, so that even if the sun should arise in the west, the bodhisattva has only one way. Even if the world is turned upside down, the way of the bodhisattva is to bring compassion and care to that circumstance. Like Viktor Frankl, quote, "We who lived in the concentration camps can remember those who walked through the huts, giving away their last piece of bread and comforting others. They may have been few in number, but they attest to the last of human freedoms, the freedom to choose our spirit in any given circumstance." This is the power of this dedication or determination, to include a caring for all beings in every action or response. So that William Faulkner wrote, "Some things you must always be unable to bear. Some things you must never stop refusing to bear. Injustice and outrage and dishonor and shame. No matter how young you are or how old you get, not for fame, not for cash, your picture in the paper, or money in the bank, you just refuse to bear them." It is this quality of determination of the heart. And from this, we find freedom of spirit and love and a transcendence of the circumstances of life. Because our life is led from our heart, rather than all the changing things around us. It is a dedication. And in the end, what matters to us? Did we love well? Were we really true to ourselves? As Ed Brown writes in his poem, "This last instant, I regard you with all the tenderness and forgiveness I have withheld for so long." What matters but being true to our heart? What is this life for if we don't dedicate ourselves to awakening?